Tes Zayin Kislev, Monday the 4th of December, Baba Shmuel Zucker on In Yonot Yoma. Take a pleasure.
And the parasha begins, Parshas Vayeshev Yaakov. So the parasha begins that Yaakov Avinu is looking for Shalva. He's seeking, he's had a hard time, a rough time with Esav. Now he's decided it's come to a point where he puts in a request for a bit of Shalva, shtickel vacation for what he's been through. And the Rabban Shalom rejects it. And Rashi says, the Rabban Shalom answers like in a sharp way, that Loi Dayon is not enough. There's such a big reward waiting for you in the world to come. What do you want Shalva down here as well? So it's a bit interesting. The Gemara asks already, what's wrong? The Yaakov Avinu had a bit of tranquility down here in this world. He only wanted it to serve Hashem. So why is it? It seems that Yaakov Avinu was turned down because the whole concept of having an easy time down here in this world doesn't apply to Yaakov Avinu. Why not? So the truth is that the parashas now are moving on from Yaakov and Esav to Yaakov's children, the stories of Yosef and his brothers. So it's important to sum up what's really been going on the last few parashas, especially in the struggle between Yaakov and Esav. And if I want to share a vort with you, it's a deep vort, but we want to just base it on going back a few parashas, going back to the Shoyrish. In order to understand something, you've always got to go back to the root and see what's going on there. The Shoyrish of Yaakov and Esav, let's go back to the names, because the names always show on the Mahus. Rabbi Meir Medayik B'Shmo. Yaakov was called Yaakov because Yodo Yechezes Ba'akev Esav. So he was holding on to Esav's heel. First we have to understand, why was Yaakov holding on to Esav's heel? Why dafke his heel? Why not his head? Why not his neck? Why not anywhere else? What's the significance? Why is it so important? Summing up Yaakov Avinu's Madrega, his Madrega is based on the fact that he was holding on to the heels of Esav. So what? Esav is called Esav because Rashi says, the Rashbam speaks it out stronger, because Esav was born a made person. He was Nasev Nigmar. He was born a made person. Normally a child slowly develops, he's born, he can do very little, and slowly, slowly, with the time, he develops and develops. Esav came out, he was born, he was like a grown up. What's the significance of that? If they were twin brothers, I suppose their names are connected as well. What may be the connection between the fact that Esav came out a ready person and that Yaakov was holding on to Esav's heels? What's the connection between those two? But the answer is, to understand the names, we have to go even further back. And we have to go back to the real Shoyrish. Chazal reveal that Yaakov and Esav is a duplicate of the origins of creation. On the first day where Adam Rishon was created, the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu represents Adam Betikun, a rectified Adam. Yaakov Avinu represents Adam as he should be. Esav is the Nachash, is the Hemshech and the continuation of the Nachash. So the whole story in Gan Eden with Adam Rishon and the Nachash was duplicated with Yaakov and with Esav. Chazal tell us that the chet of Adam Rishon was that he didn't wait for Shabbos. He ate from the Eitz Hadas when it was Pag. He couldn't wait till Shabbos came. The Ari HaKadosh writes, if you'd have waited till Shabbos, then he could have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. I'm not going to announce the Arichas, he would have only tasted from the Toif. The chet of the Eitz Hadas was that he didn't wait. And this is not just a lack of patience. This sums up the whole difference in Hashkofa and the whole difference between the lifestyle of the Eden and the Havdla Gentiles. We know that night life is not in the outset, it's not the pleasure of the Yid, the pleasure of Ruchnius, the Simcha of Ruchnius, of Torah and Avodas Hashem, isn't by the press of a button. It's a long, drawn-out process. Chazal say, Misha Torach, Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos, if you work hard, if you're Omel, Adam Rishon was created, La'avda, La'shamra, wait. The pleasure and the Simcha of Yiddishkeit is not instant. If you would have waited till Shabbos, So then you could have tasted, Shabbos is a day of oineg, you could have tasted the pleasure. But the goyisha hashkofa is, they want it by the touch of the button, they want all the instant pleasures, everything has to happen instantly with them. And that's really what happened, that was the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Chazal say, Osel Adam Lemali Schoik Piv Ba'olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a time for working, it's a time for working hard. The Schoik, the Simcha that comes afterwards. Batischak Liyoyim Achroim. The last day, that's when the Schoik begins. Oz Yimole Schoik Pinu. It's an Oz, it's going to happen, it's coming, but there's a way to go. One has to have patience, and one has to realize, like Rashi, the Pasuk says, the last two words of Pashas Veschanon, Hayoim la soysom. And Rashi says there, the famous Rashi, Hayoim la soysom, or a mochel a kabel svarim, a scharim. Hayoim, in olam hazeh, that's a time to do, it's a time to work, to be productive. Lemocha, olam haba, ganeid, that's la kabel scharim. The simcha comes at the end. And it's very beautiful because after the last two words of Eschanan begins Parshas Ekev. And the first two words of Ekev is Vahoyo Ekev. Chazalu is darshan ein Vahoyo el simcha. Vahoyo simcha. Ekev is the end. So Hayoim la soysom is how Eschanan ends. Now you're going to work. Vahoyo. When's the simcha going to come? Ekev. At the end. At the end it's going to be simcha. And it's very beautiful. It's very ironic because Parshas Eschanan is the parasha of Luchas Shnias. And the Luchas Shnias, Chazal say, Tzadik writes, the difference between the Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Shnias is, the Luchas Rishonis represent Torah Shebiksav, and the Luchas Shnias represent Torah Shebal Peh, Psal Lecha. It's Torah Shebal Peh. It's what the Maskonas that we come through our thinking. The Luchas Shnias is Torah Shebal Peh. And the Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Noach is Ma'arech, Chazal all over. That Torah Shebal Peh is something that's very difficult at the beginning. You have to break through, you have to plow through it. But the end is Gishmak. When you make a seam on something, then the end is Gishmak. Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk, Es Vahev Vasufa. The Torah Shebal Peh, it's Gishmak, Besoik Vasufa. At the end it's Gishmak. So after Parshas Veschanan, which is the Luchas Shnias, which is the Sherish of Torah Shebal Peh, the last two words of that parish is Hayom Lasoysam. Don't think that you're going to enjoy it instantly. Takes time, but you're guaranteed that Vahoyo Ekev, at the end the Simcha will come, Simcha will come at the end. So that really represents the life of a Yid. And that's why we have Gimel Regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and then Sukkot is at the end. And Sukkot is Man Simcha Seinu, because the Simcha is always at the end. In Gashmias, Pesach represents the Chag, the Oviv, the beginning of the crop. Shavuos is ready, the harvesting, and Sukkot is Chag Osiv, you're gathering it together. It's the end result. Obviously, that's only a moshel of the Ruchnias, the Avodah that begins Pesach and goes all the way through till Sukkot. And at the end of Sukkot, you have Simchas Torah. At the end, you always have the Simcha. In Yiddishkeit, at the end, you always have the Simcha. However, by the way, it's very interesting, but it's brought down more in the Sifrei Kabbalah, it's brought down that the full name of the Samach Mem, the Sotah on the Samach Mem, we don't pronounce it, but it's Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. It's brought down in the Sifrei Kabbalah that the Rosh HaTevis of the full name of the Samach Mem is Siyam Masechta Ein Lasois. It's a Pella. Samach Mem, he's responsible for all Averas and for all Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zara, Gila Arroyas. Pink Yuchapim, he puts a person off and making a Siyam Masechas. And the Pshat is that a person can only get on in Yiddishkeit if he knows that there's going to be a Zman of Simcha. It's difficult now, but he knows eventually he's going to get there, and then it'll be a tremendous Simcha. If you stop somebody from making a Simcha, if you stop somebody from making a Siyam at the end of something, so then you take away his whole Simcha, you take away, he's got nothing left in his Avodas Hashem. This is what he's been looking forward all the time. And this is what the Yiddish Hashkof is based on. At the end, it's for Simcha. They say about Ruchaim Kanievsky's Zan Gezint, that they saw him in Kol Chazanish, he used to go out a few times in the middle of Seder and for drinks. So everybody knew that in the middle of Seder, Chaim Kanievsky probably doesn't get thirsty. He's engrossed in his learning. Somebody asked him, why does he keep him going out for drinks? So he says he's makpid that every time he finishes something, he makes a seer. You can't walk into Kol Chazanish three times in a Seder with a hot piece of kugel. So he says, without making a fuss, every time he finishes something, he goes out for a drink to celebrate. He's making a seer. So we can understand now that the chet of the Eitz Hadas was that he prevented Adam from waiting till Shabbos. Wait for the Simcha. The Simcha is going to come. But he enticed Adam, no, I need the instant Simcha. So therefore, understand why the same Samach Mem is Rosh HaTevas, Siyum Masechtos, Ein Lasus, because that's exactly what he stands for. He doesn't give you the patience, the stamina to go on and to go all the way to the end and then feel the unbelievable Simcha. So now we can come back and we can understand the difference between Yaakov and Esav, who they are and what they represent, and then we can understand in the most profound way the connection between the two names. Esav, we said before, he's a hemshech of this nochash of the Samach Mem. The word Esav, he was called that name, as we mentioned earlier, because he came out a made man. Esav needs everything instantly. Esav represents the Ashkofa, that I'm going to be grown up. There's no time for development. There's no time for slow development, for progression. I'm coming out, I've got to have my shlemus immediately, on the spur of the moment. And that's why actually Esav came out first. He wasn't really the Bechor, Rashi says. But he came out first. He has to be there and he has to be ready. He has to be there, b'shlemus, on the spur of the moment. And that's the significance of the name, that he was called Esav. Also, he's a made man. Yaakov corresponds to the polar opposite. Yaakov is the Yiddish Ashkofa. Chazal say, based, that the name Yaakov is based off a pasuk in Yeshaya, where the pasuk says, Oz yiboka kashachar oirecho. That what, at the end of a dark galus, there's going to be, in English you call it the crack of dawn. Yiboka means the crack. Yaakov, the same letters as Yiboka means the crack. He represents the light, the crack of dawn that comes after a long night, after a long difficult night. Yaakovina represents the Oz Yiboka Kashacharecha. Yaakov represents the Soif. The Soif is going to be good. The Or that comes at the end, that's Yaakovina. So Yaakov and Esav are two polar opposites. Esav needs it now. Esav has everything at the beginning. He doesn't have an end. His end is right at the beginning already. He's shlemus to begin with, and then he's just from that point on, he's going downhill. Because he has the end right at the beginning. Mashenka and Yaakov Avinu is the opposite. Yaakov Avinu is leading to the shlemus at the end. So it comes out that the names are very connected. Yaakov holds on to the Akev. Akev is the end. Like we said before, Behoya Akev. It's the Akev. Yaakov holds on to the Akev of Esav, because Esav doesn't have an Akev. Esav only has a beginning, he doesn't have the end. Yaakov's Shlita begins at the end of Esav, because when it comes to the end, Esav doesn't have anything. So therefore, the two names are very connected. Because Esav is somebody that has everything at the beginning, he was born a made person, therefore Yaakov can hold on to his Akev, therefore Yaakov has a Shlita over Esav's Akev, Esav's end, because Esav, the Akev, the end, he doesn't have an end, because he has everything at the beginning. And that's Pshat, the Oymek in the Pasuk. Reishis Goyim Amalek. Goyim Amalek is the grandson of Esav. Reishis Goyim Amalek. He has everything in the Reishis. And therefore, Achris Ayad Oymek. He doesn't have an Achris Bechlau. Because the Achris he has right at the beginning. That's the connection between the two names, between Yaakov and between Esav. And they represent this diversity, these two Mahalchim, these two Ashkofas Achaim, that are completely opposite one another. It's very interesting. The Ari HaKadosh writes that the neshama of Yaakovinu came down as the mechabrim of Torah Shebaal Peh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Yudah Nossi, the Arizal says that Nossi is Rosh HaTevas Nishmasa Shel Yaakovinu. And the second one, who all the Brises and the Tiseftas is all Alivas, Alivad Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, says Arizal, it's the same letters. Akiva and Yaakov is the same letters. So Rabbi Akiva's neshama came down into Torah Shebaal Peh with Rabbi Yudah Anossi, Nishmasa Shel Yaakov Avinu, and with Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because we just said that Yaakov represents it's hard at the beginning, but the Akiv is going to be good. It's exactly what we said earlier regarding Torah Shebaal Peh. The Tanchuma at the beginning of Parshas Noach is marach how difficult Torah Shebaal Peh is at the beginning. But at the end, when you make a siyum, is on the contrary, then you see the Ikka Simcha Sachaim, then you see the Ikka of Simcha, the Ikka Simcha's Torah. So Meila, therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu came back again. And Yaakov came back in Rabbi Akiva. And we know Rabbi Akiva also struggled at the beginning a long time until he saw it's dripping, the water's dripping on the stone and dripping and dripping and dripping and eventually it makes a dent. It's exactly what Rabbi Akiva represents and that's exactly what Yaakov Avinu represents and that's the connection between the two. So Meila, therefore, now we understand why Yaakov's request for having a life of Shalva was turned down. That's not what you represent, Yaakov Avinu. You represent the idea that it's difficult. Misha Torach Be'erev Shabbos Yoichel B'Shabbos. The time will come, the day will come, and the Acharis, the day will come, where you live a life of tranquility and Menucha L'Chaya Elamim. But in the middle of your life, middle of the life, you want menucha. That's against your whole namesake. That's against your shoyrish Hashem. And we take a see that in Parshas Vayechim, which is the achris of Yaakov Avinu, there he had his menucha. Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Reshona, Gematria Toiv. By the way, Vayechi has 85 psukim, peh, because that's where Yaakov Avinu was megala Torah Shebal Peh, as we said earlier, through Rabbi Yehuda Nosi and Rabbi Akiva. But that's something that we see very strongly in our generation today that we have to learn. The Goyish world today, everything is there immediately at the press of the button. They say that you used to wait in the line, and now you don't wait, now you order everything online. The inline has turned to online. Everybody orders and it comes, everything's happening very fast. Everybody gets something, you walk into a place and you have to have everything straight away, you order it, it's coming, it's delivered to your house, you don't do anything anymore. It's got to be there, right there. But in chinuch, it's getting increasingly difficult for people to teach children how to be meyageya, how to toil in Torah, how to toil, how to explain that it's a long way, be patient, because the whole world today, we're living at the end of Golus Edom. Edom is the end of Golus Esav. Roimi is Gematria Amalek. We're living at the end of this Golus, we're living very close to the tikkun of the Chet of the Tzadas. As we said at the beginning, the whole Chet of the Tzadas was Mamish this Inyan, where he didn't wait for Shabbos, he needed to have everything straight away. Is our avoida, avoiding chinuch, and avoiding ourselves, and our own avoida, is to carry this out, to realize that it's all going to be good. We're living in we lived for thousands of years already in difficulty, in Golus, in the Choshech, but in Mitzvah Hashem we know, in Ma'amil B'munah Shleima, that the Choshech is going to be Nishapech to Or, and we should be Zoych in Mitzvah Hashem to the Kiyum of Oz Yiboka, Kashacha Yirecha, B'mehera B'yameinu, Amen.